Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we cover a statute called IRC Section 168, Subsection I, Paragraph 6. It is a tax code rule from 1986. Here is what it does. If you trade a property in a Section 1031 like-kind exchange, or get a new property through a Section 1033 involuntary conversion, the way you calculate depreciation changes. The replacement property's depreciation is not based on the usual new asset rules. Instead, it follows a special rule in Treasury Regulation 1.168(I-6). Let me explain why this matters. Imagine you trade a building you own for another building. The tax code treats the new building as a mix of two parts. One part is the value you carried over from the old building. The other part is any extra money you paid, like cash or other compensation. These two parts get their own depreciation schedules. The carried over part keeps depreciating based on the old building schedule. If the old building had 39 years left on its depreciation, that part of the new building follows the same timeline. The extra part you pay for starts fresh. It gets a new depreciation schedule based on the new property's class and when it was placed in service. A cost segregation study on this new property must split every component into these two groups. For example, if the building has HVAC systems or lighting, the study must decide which part of their cost goes to the carried over basis and which part goes to the extra basis. This split ensures the depreciation is correct. If you skip this step and treat the whole property as a new purchase, the depreciation numbers will be wrong. This creates risk if the IRS examines your records. A good study follows the two-pole rule to avoid mistakes. This statute does not change how you classify assets as personal property or real property. Those rules stay the same. It only changes how depreciation is calculated after the classification is done. Also, if you paid market price for the new property, the carried over basis is just the value from the old property. If you paid much more, the extra basis pool grows. That means more assets can qualify for faster depreciation under the new schedule. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were split into depreciation pools, check the legal section of your report.